Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden Update, and welcome to the summer season in the garden. Head to southcoastbotanicgarden.org for reservations. If you're not yet fully vaccinated, the CDC recommends you wear your mask while in public. The first thing to pop out as you walk through the entrance atrium is the riot of white and pink iceberg roses that line the left side of the atrium. These roses are an explosion of flowers for much of the year, and as new blooms open while others fade, they remain a cheerful if somewhat undisciplined hedge. Just where the walkway opens up to Palm Circle, you can see the troop of monkeys hanging in the trees. These fun topiaries are swinging in the palms above a colorful carpet of African daisies that bloom so much that you don't really even need to deadhead the plants to keep them looking fresh and lively. There are 6 groups of animal topiaries in the garden. See if you can find them all. If you haven't had a chance to wander through the current soar exhibit, you still have a couple of weeks before it closes. On your way, see the pop of hot red geraniums in the garden to the right and the charming apricot-colored tropical hibiscus called Sprinkle Rain. There are many hibiscus plants in a variety of colors in the garden, and there are other Sprinkle Rain hibiscus too. One can be seen from Crenshaw Boulevard just inside the border fence. Across from the soar entrance is a beautiful Barlaria bush. This is the Barlaria obtuse, which has a purple flower and is often called bush violet. This plant will grow to a little more than 3 feet tall in full sun, but twice that in more shaded conditions. It's a great backdrop for other plants, as it's a hardy evergreen plant. If you prefer coral-colored flowers and a low-growing plant for a rock garden or maybe border plant, see the Barlaria ripens, or coral creeper, that lines the left side of the walkway from the lower meadow toward the Bohannon Rose Garden. If you're heading toward the lower meadow, walk through the children's garden and see the bulrushes that are growing in the pond there. Peek over the bridge railing to see if the turtle's taking in the sun. Another old-fashioned charmer is the double-flowered pink hollyhock. It's said that planting hollyhock at your front door will invite prosperity into your home. There are references to hollyhock wreaths as far back as Egyptian times, and as a self-seeding biannual plant, hollyhock will return to your garden year after year. Another fun plant in the children's garden is the squirting cucumber, also known as exploding cucumber, as that's what happens to the fruit when it's ripe and ejects a stream of mucousy gel containing the seeds. Even though the name sounds fun, this is one fruit that proves you should not eat anything you find in the garden. This fruit was used centuries ago in folk medicine as a purgative. In other words, if you eat it, it will make you throw up. Another butterfly support bush is the balloon cotton bush, and it's blooming at the back of the children's garden and in other places in the garden, especially beautiful at the overlook. If you look toward the lantana, you just might catch some butterflies in the blooms. Also see the purple top vervain. The lantana and the vervain both have flat top style flower clusters, popular with the butterflies as a landing pad while they feed on the nectar. While you're in the lower meadow, a very romantic spot for a picture is in the gazebo, which has fabulous roses surrounding the doorway, not to mention a sweet hibiscus off to one side and a nice touch of shade provided by the wisteria vine that grows over the top of the gazebo. Just around the edge of the lawn, the candy corn plant is beginning to bloom and will continue throughout the summer and into fall. If you head to the overlook, make sure to see the strawberry guava that's blooming and the pink rain or zephyr lilies. These delicate flowers only last a few weeks, but if you see them, you'll know why they are also called fairy lilies. We hope you enjoy your visit to the garden. Check back with us to get current updates.